Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back with GSU ENI Radio, broadcasting live for Demo Day for the Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you. And we are broadcasting from Georgia State Stadium. The event is about to wrap up, winding down. The next thing on the agenda, as I understand it, is a very nice reception. But we can't do that, Lee, until we introduce the winners. We have with us at the table the winners, one from each category. We'll let them tell you all about it. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Ashley Daramola and London Balbosa. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you
so
much.
Well, how was the experience being part of the Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund? Ashley, why don't we kick it off with you, because you are the big winner, the startup business number one startup in the first inaugural Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. $10,000 is in your pocket this second. Did they just Venmo it to you? How did you get the...
I'm not sure if it's there yet, but I'm going to check momentarily.
So tell us about your startup and tell us about your experience.
So I'm the founder of Artsy Bella Studio and Shop, and we have an art studio in East Point, Georgia. When we started our company, we were service-based, doing commission art and teaching art inside of our studio. And being a part of the Seed Fund actually created an opportunity for us to pivot and develop our first product, which is a monthly subscription box that has art activities that help people learn how to use art therapeutically.
Uh-huh. And then, so how did you go about kind of testing that? Did the mentors assist you in that, or you already knew how to do all that?
So I did know how to do some testing, just because I have a master's in psychology and I love data and science. And so I do know a little bit about research, but the mentors helped me learn how to apply that to doing customer discovery and validation. Mm-hmm. And so I took what they taught us and used that to find out what my customers want, so I could know what exactly to put in the box and what art activities would actually help them with wellness and improving their mental health as well.
So now, were there any surprises when you went through this discovery? Because like a lot of times entrepreneurs make assumptions that they know what the person will like, and then you start asking questions. You're like, oh, I didn't think of that, or I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I thought that people could do the complicated stuff that I make, and I quickly realized that I needed to kind of take a step back and think about somebody who might be touching art for the first time in a long time.
Right.
I have to think about where they're starting and be able to have activities and even being able to explain it to them in a way. Without me being verbally next to them and telling them how to do it, I had to know how to have written instructions that really help them know what to do without me present.
Right, that clarity of communication is very important.
Oh my goodness, yes. Because that can make or break the experience they have with the product, which then impacts the reviews and ratings I have and their ability to want to keep their subscription and keep ordering.
Or tell a friend.
Correct. Or that word of mouth. And word of mouth is how we've gotten our business to where it is so far, and that's, we have to really hold on to that. It's been kind of our bread and butter so far.
So now what are you going to do with the money?
So my mentor just told me not to touch it, and that we were going to, that we need to sit down and look at what the best use of it is. And so I'm going to take her advice, because it has gotten me here so far.
So who was your mentor?
Jameen. I worked with MK Khan first.
Right.
And then when Jameen Motan came apart, I joined her team, and then she became my mentor.
And she doesn't fool around.
Oh, no.
She is serious. She's tough. Business.
She's very tough, but I needed that, and I welcome it. I trust the expert. I'm in a position where I'm ready to learn, and I want to know what I don't know, and I want the expertise of people who know a little bit more than me.
Well, so your experience, I'm sure,
has been phenomenal. This is life-changing. Even when I was a student at Georgia State, that experience being a student there, a lot of what I learned about just being a human, being a woman, being a community member, really changed my life. And here we are again, going through the same process.
And for people that are thinking about doing entrepreneurship or pursuing their dream and not getting a traditional job, any advice for them?
Yeah, I think my advice would be, whatever idea you have, learn as much as you can about the industry, about the product or service you want to sell, and then just go do it. You have to have 100% confidence in yourself, and you can't look for validation from the people around you. This is a very unique world we live in, and everybody doesn't really understand it. And so you will find for a long time that you may be the only cheerleader you have, but you have to commit to what your vision is, learn as much as you can, and just do it. Jump off the cliff immediately.
So now, how has
smartly?
How has the GSU ecosystem been for you? Any shout outs for anybody other than Jasmine?
Yes, everybody. From my professors back when I was an undergrad here, to Jackie Davis, to Jennifer, Denise, MK, Jameen, George Greenidge, who introduced me to the Entrepreneurship Institute. And if I am forgetting anyone, I sincerely apologize to Dawn for coordinating all of this event, and to the other cohort members. I think we kind of created a family amongst each other. And I am just so proud to be amongst such phenomenal entrepreneurs.
Good stuff. Well, hang with us. Got one more guest for this segment. Next up, London. Talk about, you're the winner of the seed business category. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So tell us about your business.
So Art Hub is a marketplace, global marketplace for independent visual artists and aspiring art buyers seeking to discover, buy, sell, and invest in fine art without breaking the bank.
So now, how has your experience been with the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Funded? You have the same kind of experience with your mentors?
Yeah, so it's been a tremendous experience that has really gotten us to not only validating our, you know, business model, but to really making sense of, you know, what the next steps are for our company. And this is a tremendous opportunity that has given us not only access to more resources, but the capital to get started and to tap into, you know, our, you know, network right here in Atlanta to do so.
So now, any key takeaways that made a difference in the experience?
What exactly?
Like anything that you're like, wow, that was really a good piece of advice. That was very actionable. I learned from that. Did anybody teach you something that was that aha moment?
MK has been a tremendous impact to Art Hub, and his coaching and sincerity for what we were doing has helped us in terms of, you know, not only understanding our customers, but really, you know, making sense of the market to say that, hey, like, this is what you need to do to execute and generate demand. And so that is the next process of our business model.
So now, anybody at GSU ENI that you want to thank or give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to the entire ENI department, the whole entire ENI team, for really, you know, giving us this opportunity and this platform to be able to prove, you know, really work through our idea and bringing that concept to life, and to getting us to where we are today, which is the $7,500 to continue doing the work.
Well, the money is one type of validation. Anything like, how has your family kind of appreciated this kind of effort? You know, when you started and it was a dream, and now it's come to the point where you are getting validated in terms of actual money. It's not just, I think it's a good idea. Well, yeah, I think it's a good idea too. But now someone's like, here's $7,500. Go see if it really is a good idea.
Exactly. So, you know, after graduating from college, you know, I had a lot going on. I was not only trying to find myself and where I fit, but I had this idea, you know, in the back of my mind the entire time throughout college. And, you know, one of the goals that I had after graduating from college is that if, you know, nothing works out in terms of a job, then I would pursue this idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my family has always been supportive of everything that I've put my mind to. There was no pushback in terms of me wanting to establish
myself
as
dream.
An entrepreneur. Exactly.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, any advice for that entrepreneur out there that has an idea that just is afraid to pull the trigger and take these kind of steps? Because this takes a lot of mental energy. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of, you know, you don't know if it's going to work or not. There's a lot of uncertainty. Any advice for that person out there that's thinking about it?
Yeah, so I'm a very introspective person, and so from my experiences, you know, establishing myself as an entrepreneur, it has taken a lot of time and effort and mental energy and personal development to get to this point. You know, as an entrepreneur, we face a lot of rejection. We face a lot of, you know, outside opinions of what we should do. And you really, if you're going to really focus on trying to make this work, I think you really have to take a look within to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Because if you aren't sure of yourself in the process, then I think it creates, you know, it creates doors of doubt and other things to seep in. And into your journey.
Right. If you don't believe in yourself, it's hard to get other people to believe in you.
So that's it. That's a philosophy that I live by. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. So before we wrap, London, if somebody wanted to learn more about your startup, where should they go?
They should go to our website, which is arthub.co. And they can pay us a visit and follow us on our Instagram, which is arthub_, to continue to follow us and see what we're up to, because we've got a lot ahead.
And Ashley, if somebody wanted to learn more about Artsybella?
They can go to our website, which is www.artsybella.com, and that's ARTZYBELLA.com.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much.
This has been a big achievement. I hope you guys take the moment to appreciate it, because this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And you got to savor the victories, because it's a hard road ahead.
And I wanted to say one more thing. I wanted to also thank President Becker. You know, I remember I graduated in 2010 and he had just come in, and just the amount of growth and the amazing things going on at this school. I'm just so proud to say that I'm alumni of this school.
That's right. You better don't sleep on GSU.
Oh, I'm telling
coming
you.
Coming up strong.
I'm telling you.
Very strong and very supportive and resourceful in terms of helping, you know, their students to succeed, you know, in the practical world, but then also, you know, in the dreamy world as well as entrepreneurs. So I definitely, Georgia State is definitely on the come up, and keep a lookout for the next wave of entrepreneurs to come as a result of this opportunity.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank
guys.
You for having us. Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll see you all next time on GSU ENI Radio.